The Bosquet Bathroom, Pierre Bonnard's intimate laboratory. Welcome to the bathroom of Le Bosquet, one of the most iconic spaces in Pierre Bonnard's world. When Bonnard bought this house in Le Canet in 1926, he was immediately captivated by the exceptional quality of its light. Soon after moving in, he carried out several renovations and had a proper bathroom installed, a comfort still rare at the time. Designed for the well-being of Maut, his companion of more than 30 years, this room would quickly become one of the centers of his artistic creation. Bonnard designed the space with particular care. Two windows open onto the garden, while a French door offers a view of the surrounding landscape. At any hour of the day, the Mediterranean light fills the room, reflects off the ceramic tiles, dances across the surface of the water, and continually transforms the colors of the walls. This daily spectacle fascinated the painter. At first glance, the room seems modest, a bathtub, a few square meters, tiled walls. Yet it was here that Bonnard created some of the most celebrated works of 20th century art. To understand this bathroom, one must mention Maut. They met in 1893, and she gradually became the central figure of his work. Her face, her silhouette, and her familiar gestures nourished the painter's imagination for nearly half a century. In this room, she appears bathing, drying herself, or getting ready, transformed by Bonnard's gaze into an almost timeless presence. The subject may seem ordinary, a woman at her toilette, yet Bonnard never sought to faithfully reproduce what he saw. He worked from memory, from quick sketches and notes taken in his notebooks. What interested him was not reality itself, but the memory it left within him, the emotion it stirred. In this bathroom, everything became a pretext for painting. The reflections in the mirrors, the shimmer of light on the tiles, the transparency of the water, the endless variations of color on skin. Perspectives blur, spaces seem to expand, viewpoints multiply. The mirror plays an essential role here. It fragments space, doubles forms, and turns the everyday into an almost dreamlike vision. It was in this room that Bonnard developed his famous bathtub scenes. Maut's body sometimes floats in the water as if suspended outside of time. Outlines dissolve, colors echo one another, light floods the entire surface of the canvas. The bathroom thus became a true laboratory where the painter explored the powers of color and memory. Through these intimate scenes, Bonnard pursued a quest that stayed with him throughout his life, that of light, the passage of time, and the presence of loved ones. Maut's baths are not merely scenes of daily life. They are also a meditation on love, memory, and the fragility of existence. As you leave this room, remember that for Bonnard, it was far more than a bathroom. It was a secret studio where reality was transformed into painting, and where the simplest gestures became moments of eternity. Following a change of residence, and likely their first time living together, many toilette scenes came to life, inspired by these apartments. The paintings you will discover on level 5 relate to these places.